Blog Talk Radio.
That's because he told me.
told me to feed his sheep. If you have not thought to say a prayer to our Heavenly Father, let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we shall give you all our praise. We honor you and glorify you. To you, we surrender our being. We thank you for allowing us to have, excuse me, that's the devil making me burp, to have courage to be the sheep without blemish, Yeshua, better known as Jesus, to sacrifice your life for our salvation. And salvation we know as deliverance from sin and its consequences. Thank you, Yeshua, also known as Jesus, for this day and age. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for same sound mind and excellent health, as well as keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Father, please do not allow us, your children, our people, to be in bondage 1 second more after 2019. That's where I learned that we blacks were brought to the United States and let off at Jamestown, Virginia, in 1619. That's where I learned at the university level, although I didn't finish. I want to go back. I hope you allow me to go back and finish the starting this year. Bless us 12 tribes to come together in one accord starting this day. We are the Mexican and Puerto Ricans. They are Emperor Manasseh. The Haitians, they are Levi and Simeon. Us black folk in the United States of America, we are the tribe of Judah. Jamaicans, the tribe of Benjamin. North American tribes, including Canada, we are Gad and Reuben. The Indians of South America, the Mayans, they are Zebulun and Asher. The Dan of the Caribbeans, Issachar. The Mexicans, we are the 12 tribes of Judah in the Bible. And those other people who say they are Jews in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 9, as well as in Revelation, chapter 3, verse 9, say they are the children of Satan. Father, I thank you for blessing us 12 tribes to come together on one accord this day in peace, love, prosperity, and under your service, serving you, our Heavenly Father. In Yeshua's name, it's better known as the name that the white man gave him as Jesus. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name. Amen. Hallelujah. Sheep, this is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. Read it for yourself. You'll find it in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, the 10th commandment. And the fourth commandment tells you to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. If you don't know what the Sabbath day is, that's S-A-B-B-A-T-H, that is Saturday, the seventh day of the week. Yeah, I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath observance starts on Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. My longtime listeners know to have your three P's ready, and those are your pen, paper, and pencil. I may say something that you want to refer to later, as I will say something now that I want you to be in observance of. Next week, it starts, we start our holy service unto God, or the feast of God. It is Passover starting next week from, I think, my book. Oh, here's my book in front of my face. It starts from April the 27th and ends April 29th. Now, the Passover is just one day, and in the evening time, we start the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. And let me just tell you what those feasts are. The Passover, that's when we were slaves in Egypt, and our Heavenly Father delivered us. What he did was, they were to sacrifice a lamb and place the blood around the Israelites' houses in Egypt, place the blood on the doorposts, so that when the angel of death came by, he would not kill the Israelites. And he killed the firstborn in the Egyptian's family. And that's what we are celebrating on that day. That's called the Passover. And now, for unleavened bread, that starts the evening of Passover. That is a seven-day festival where we do not eat bread with yeast or baking powder or anything that makes it rise when we bake it or cook it. We're to not do that for 7 days, and just praise and thank God for bringing us out of our sin. And let us come together and start praising him. Too many of you worship those people who have a religion, and they are not even in Jesus' lineage. And I'll tell you specifically, Esau is not listed for Esau, the Edomian, the Edomites, or the white men. They are not listed in the lineage of Jesus. And I'll tell you where to look. Look in Matthew chapter 1, where it gives Jesus' genealogy. And then, to my surprise, I found in the book of Luke, chapter 3. And this is where I was really shocked. And it made me realize that the Edomites, or those people who are in rule today, are not in the lineage of Jesus Christ. This is probably perhaps why a governor of the state of Michigan can instruct and the people to have an emergency manager. Now, I thought that the majority ruled. We in Michigan voted against having an emergency manager. You know what happened? Yeah, you're right. He, the governor of Michigan, and the Republican Michigan Senate installed an emergency manager over Detroit and all of the predominantly black cities in Michigan. And they were told what to do. Right now, they've taken our water for it. Heavenly Father, you gave us water, and you had us, Detroit, to build that water board. And it has been given over to the Edomites. They have a black emergency manager to come in that looks like us. Well, he looks like us because perhaps he is not one of us. There were a group of people that left Spain. They escaped from Spain called the Moors, and they landed on the east coast of the United States of America. And perhaps that person that was an emergency manager over Detroit, Michigan, is a Moor. And those people in Spain that escaped and landed on the east coast of the United States were very good at architecture or building things. They were smart people, just as the emergency manager that was put over us in Detroit for maybe 3 or 4 years. He's gone now, but maybe 2 years now. But he took our assets and handed it over to the Edomites, Idumean, or the white men who are not listed in this Bible. King James, I thank you for giving us this Bible to read, and I'm thankful for all those who read the Bible. But again, let me just tell you this, that the house of Jacob here in Michigan is in Highland Park at 16145 Hamilton. Their services starts on Saturday, I think at 12:30. And just go in. You don't have to dress up all fancy. Just have your clothes clean. And women, you are to wear headgear, a scarf to cover your head, as well as you should wear your dresses to cover your knees, below your knees. You know, just look presentable. And go by their rules. Do not go in, their service being loud, because I am sending you there. And I respect God, and I follow the rules of the house of Jacob, where I only disagree with one thing, and that is for the women to be quiet in the church, or the women not to preach or have preach. But God tells us what to do. And I, in my ministry on the Feed My Sheep show, if God tells you to feed his sheep, that's what you do. You don't have to do it in the house of Jacob or any ministry that does not allow women to speak. But you do it as I am doing it. I have found an alternative, and the few people that listen to me, I am so thankful. So we know that the feast days will start next week, sheep, and follow them. Even if you do not go to a church, read your Bible. You should attend a church service that is open or on Saturday, and only those church services that offer, like the Holy Convocation, and follow the Levitical laws, follow the Old Testament. Some preachers they are not following God's laws. They are following the laws where Constantine changed from the Saturday, the Sabbath day worship, to a Sunday worship. If you can find a church open on a Sunday, a Sabbath day, and I have given you one, there is also another one that I will attend sometime, and that's on they're off of 8 Mile, West 8 Mile, about 2 blocks south of the John C. Lodge Freeway, or right before you get to what was called Northland. And this, I don't know their address, but I've been there, and I've gone there maybe 3 or 4 times, and I like their service. But I don't like walking down steps. I am an old woman, and I praise God for that when you consider the alternative. I think I have said pretty much all that I have wanted to say today when it comes to the Passover, and I did announce who I am. So let us go to our Bible and read where I left off last Sabbath, and that was in John chapter 11. And if I can just find my notes, because I want to review where I had left off. Oh my goodness. That's just me. When it's time for me to do what needs to be done, then I cannot find it. I want to review. I wrote down review papers from where I left off at Luke chapter 11. Well, let me just say maybe one or two things. I had written down several. Jesus taught his disciples to pray, and you'll find that in Luke chapter 2, where he teaches them, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in heaven." Done, well, "thy will be done in heaven, so in earth." And this is the second Lord's Prayer. I've always known about the one in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, but in Luke, here's one. And then Jesus tells you to ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened. So I'm going to go back to the university this year and knock, and hopefully the door will be opened so that I can learn a bit more. And I pray that I will finish up the classes that I have to get my BA degree. And what else? There was, he told me to ask and the door would be open. Well, knock and the door would be open. And there were some other things that he said. He said that a house divided will not stand, and destruction will come to it. Oh, what they were saying is that Jesus cast out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. And Jesus said to them, "A kingdom divided against itself shall be brought to desolation. It will not stand. It will be destroyed." And there were two or three other things that I had in my notes that I can't remember, and so I will pick up reading at verse 47 in Luke chapter 7. Let's go, because you know how fast I read, and I need to get to Luke chapter 12 and finish it off. Beware of hypocrisy. And let's start at where I left off last Sabbath. It says, "Woe." Woe means pain and suffering. "Woe unto you, for you build the sepulchres," and sepulchres are graves or burials of the prophets, "and your fathers killed them. Truly, you bear witness that you allow the deeds of your father, for they indeed killed them, and you build their sepulchres. Verse 49. Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay means to kill, and persecute means to torment or harass, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation. For the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias. And we're not talking about John the Baptist's father, Zacharias. We're talking about another Zacharias, which perished between the altar and the temple. And you'll find that in Matthew chapter 23, verse 35. I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. Perhaps I should read that again. So it says, from the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, which perished between the altar and the temple, verily I say unto you, truly I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe unto you, lawyers, that's pain and suffering. For you have taken away the key of knowledge. You entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in you hindered. Hindered means to prevent, block, or slow down. Verse 53. And as he said these things unto the scribes and Pharisees. Remember what I tell you, scribes and Pharisees, who they were. The scribes were people who interpreted Moses' laws and the scriptures of the prophets, and the Pharisees were those people in the church who criticized Jesus for keeping the law, Moses' law, and the prophet's sayings. So those who the Pharisees are, as well as the scribes, began to urge. Here, the word urge means to hate him. The him that they have begun to hate is Yahshua, better known as Jesus, vehemently. Vehemently means passionately. And to provoke. Provoke means to cause him to speak of many things, laying wait for him and seeking to catch him in something out of his mouth that they might accuse him. Accuse him means they want to blame him for something. Now, that sheep, we have finished reading chapter 11 in its entirety. Go back over it if you choose to. You can find my program called Feed My Sheep Show on the internet through Blog Talk Radio. Now, let's get into today's lesson. Beware of hypocrisy. What does that mean, sheep? Oh, my sheep, you're so sweet and smart. You're right. It means fraud, bigotry, you're right, pretense, and deceitful. So let's read what Luke has to say about that. Chapter 12, verse 1. In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude, innumerable means many people, a multitude of people, insomuch that they trode means to tramp one upon another. They were just that close. They were packed like sardines, perhaps. Jesus, began to say to his disciples, first of all, beware of leaven of the Pharisees. Leaven means yeast being boastful. When the Pharisees are being boastful of you, which is hypocrisy, they're building you up. They're not really being truthful to you. They're being pretending or being deceitful and fraudulent to you. So beware of the Pharisees. And they tell me they are over in a certain place, a certain group of people. I don't like to tell you rumors because we're not to. But they say, well, I would tell you, they say they are the Catholics and the priests. If you read, I think it's in Matthew 23. Oh, my Father, I'm getting thrown off. It says in Matthew 23, it tells you not to call anyone Father. But the Catholics call their priest Father. So they are not following this book. Let's see, 23 verse 9, I've turned here. And it says, call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father, which is in heaven. That's just one of the examples that I will list, because I need to finish reading Luke chapter 12. Let's pick up at verse 2. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in secrets or in closets shall be proclaimed. Proclaimed means to be made known or announced upon the housetops. Verse 4, and I say unto you, my friend, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you of, excuse me, I have to belch. I will forewarn you who you shall fear. Fear him which after he has killed has power to cast in hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. And that is our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Verse 6, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them forgotten before God? Verse 7, but even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denies me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, you know, Jesus calls himself the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But unto him that blaspheme, that is, curse or say something against the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven. So sheep, be careful not to speak against the Holy Ghost, and sometimes known as the Holy Spirit. Verse 11, and when they bring you unto the synagogues and unto magistrates, Magistrates are those people who have authority, like judges, and powers. Take no thought how or what thing you shall answer or what you shall say. But the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. Verse 13, and one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. And he, Yeshua, known as Jesus, said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he, Yeshua, or Jesus, said unto them, Take heed. Heed means pay attention and beware of covetousness. Covetousness means greed, for a man's life consisteth not in his abundance of things which he possesses. That's important. You should know that. It's not your life does not consist on what you have or what you own. Verse 16, and he, Yeshua, Jesus, spoke a parable unto them. And of course, you know, a parable is a story, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful, and he taught, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no more room where to bestow my fruit. The word bestow means store my fruits. Verse 18, and he said, this will I do. I will put down my barns and build greater, and there I will bestow. Again, bestow means store all my fruits and my goods. Verse 19, and I will say to my soul, you have much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease. Take your ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. The word merry means to be happy. But God said unto him, you fool, this night your soul shall be required of you. Then whose shall those things be which you have provided? Verse 21, so is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. Verse 22, and he said unto him, his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for your body, what you shall put on. The life is more than meat. The body is more than raiment. Raiment are clothes. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, neither gather nor have storehouses nor barns. And God feedeth them. How much more are you better than the fowls? Verse 25, and which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? A cubit is a measurement in length. Can you make yourself taller, one cubit taller? I cannot. Verse 26, and you then be not able to do, it says, if you then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take you thought of the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed dressed like one of these. verse 28, if then God so clothes the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And seek not you what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, neither be you of doubtful mind. That means worried, worry in mind, distressed in mind, or unclear in mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you have need of these things. But rather, seek you first the kingdom of God, and these things shall be added unto you. You will find these very same words in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. And that's what we 12 tribes of Israel want. We are follow Jesus so that we can get this kingdom. See, it's verse 33. Sell what you have and give alms. Alms means money or food to alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old. That a bag is a purse which not wax old. A treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approaches. No thief comes near heaven, neither moth corrupts. Corrupts means destroy. I wonder, the United States sending these rockets up to into heaven, do they intend to get to where God's treasures are? That's just me thinking. But let me stay focused and read, because I want to finish this. And I think I only have 2 minutes to do it, and I probably will not. Verse 33. Shall they that have sell what you have and give alms, provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thieves can approach, neither moth corrupts or destroy. So you sell, we are to give alms, give money, and provide food. Verse 34, for where your treasure is, there will your heart also, your heart be also. Verse 35, oh my goodness, I have 90 seconds left. I will stop in verse 35. Let me circle this verse 35 so I'll know where to come back next Sabbath day. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we are lost sheep. We are coming together, and I thank you for all things, especially your protection of us from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. Thank you for giving us this day our daily bread, and for giving us our debts as we forgive our debtors. We say that in Jesus' name. Remember, sheep, take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I know that it's my will, I will be back with you next Sabbath day. And we will start reading in Luke chapter 12, verse 35. God loves you,
Father,
and so do I.
Help your children. 'Cause he loves and is with.